We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years in counting. Your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Great Dane Hilldale. We welcome you to our first edition this basketball season of the Greg Gard Show as we will be here. Well, check your local listings, as they say. Some Mondays, some other days of the week, the basketball schedule being what it is these days, not just for Wisconsin, but all across college basketball. But we appreciate everybody in the past years who have come out for the show, and obviously the good folks out here tonight and all season long. Between now and kind of early March, we'll be here on a pretty regular basis talking Wisconsin basketball. Two games in the books right now as the Badgers open their season. Again, it's a very challenging non-conference schedule, and we've been saying that every year, but it is definitely the case once again this season as the Badgers opened up last Tuesday at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Great facility up there. Badgers opened their season against St. John's there several years ago, opened up against St. Mary's, a top 20 caliber team. It's a heck of a college basketball game to start the season. Went into overtime. St. Mary's able to get out with a two-point win. And then on Friday night, obviously a lot of emotion at the Kohl Center as the program and all of those in attendance got a chance for a few minutes to recognize assistant coach Howard Moore, his family. Howard's parents were there. Howard's mom, Trennis, addressed the crowd, and Jarrell, Howard's 13-year-old son, was introduced as part of the starting lineups, if you will. He was the sixth starter, if you will, and it was quite a scene at the Kohl Center. The Badgers had a good game as well against Eastern Illinois, a pretty good outfit that came in here with three Wisconsin players, two from Madison, one in Milwaukee, but the Badgers went on a 15-point run in the second half of that game to go on to defeat Eastern Illinois. So the Badgers with another busy week coming up on Wednesday night. McNeese State will come to town. And then Sunday at noon at the Kohl Center, the annual matchup with Marquette. So the hectic non-conference schedule continues. We will get things started. We are at the Great Dane Hilldale, the coaches show sponsor this season and for many years, as a matter of fact, celebrating 25 years, in fact, as Madison's best friend. We'll take a break. Back with head coach Greg Gard in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them, from lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Save $250 on the Weber Genesis 2 SE410 gas grill while supplies last. Also, Ace Rewards members receive free assembly and delivery on grills $399 and up.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk? Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
Basketball season is here. We are at the Great Dane Hilldale, our first installment this season of the Greg Gard Show. We will be here quite a bit throughout the course of the season from now through, I think, early March is when we wrap up this radio show. But it's always good to get back talking basketball. There's a couple of games in the books already for Wisconsin. And, Greg, I mentioned it at the open here of the show tonight and mentioned it any number of other platforms, and we say it every year, this schedule is aggressive and very tough non-conference opponents, neutral site games, true road games. You've always liked to do that, but I know it probably just refresh people's memories who are kind of jumping back on board now. There are definite reasons, you know, beyond fan interest, which is great, but the analytics with the way the tournament works now, the selection committee, all that stuff really matters.
Right. Yeah, that's probably the biggest driving force is just trying to make sure you put yourself in position from a strength of schedule standpoint. And the net being the newest analytic that's added to the makes it six, I think, different tools that the NCAA uses to evaluate who gets in the tournament, not only who gets in, how do they position them within it. So, 15, 20 years ago, doing the scheduling, you could throw together 8, 9, whoever schools, it didn't matter really. And you had your ACC challenge and maybe a home and home with somebody else. And then you just kind of relied on the power of the Big Ten. And that's changed. I think that's part of the reason why we went as a conference to 20 games, or that is a reason why, to help the league teams, to give more meat on the bones, so to speak, of every team, of all 14 of us. But also, we've been highly encouraged and we've been shown the data of what, you know, aggressive scheduling. And it's not necessarily what the high-end games you play, like a St. Mary's, mm-hmm. and like a Tennessee we're going to have, like a Marquette, those. But it's also the ones like we had Friday night. Instead of having a 300 or sub-300 RPI team, we've got a team that Eastern Illinois on three-year average about 200. So it's what you're doing with some of those other games, too. It's not just the key marquee name school games that you have. It's those other bye games.
Greg, can you talk a little bit about Mark Van Wettering
Jim Polzin did a great story on how he's immersed himself in the scheduling now.
Right. Yeah, and it's really, you know, kind of when I transitioned, knowing I could see this was coming, and just what I've learned from our head coaches' meetings and watching how the numbers had changed. You know, and I knew he had, obviously he's got a great feel for that in terms of the analytics and numbers, and he likes the numbers. But also he had spent some time in the Big Ten office, so he had been in the inside kind of watching it all develop. So he understood completely how important that was, that we couldn't just slap together teams, and we had to be very selective and very strategic with how we did that. And there's been some analytical tools. We use Kevin Pauga's system from Michigan State in terms of plugging in. Basically, it's a computer program. We can plug in a variety of schools, and it'll give us, you know, the three-year average. We can fluctuate wins, losses, who's on the schedule, who's not on the schedule, and kind of mix and match as we're looking at who we're going to play and how a team like a St. Mary's, we knew when we plugged those in what it boost it gave to our put more on our bones, so to speak, in terms of our substance of our schedule.
Paul Zane made a good point, too, pointing out that all the schools in the conference are on the same side when it comes to non-conference scheduling, because you want to get the highest possible grade, right, for the league.
Yeah, I think there's where there's some differencing of opinion is in those other bye games that, as I was referencing to, some schools just or coaches will sit in that meeting, and I'm not going to name names, but they'll just say, I'm just going to play whoever. I'll play the 350th team. I don't care. Where others are a little more strategic and understand how that can help you. You know, the difference between playing a 320 and a 200, maybe the difference between a 6 and a 4 seed, just in what it does for you in terms of the postseason.
Does it matter sometimes, too? Again, we don't have to get into the name of names, but there are some programs, if they're in a transition where the head coach is, if it's an assistant, if it's the director of ops, say, we need to get some wins.
There is. Yeah.
We have to get that.
Yeah, there is that component. You can tell. You can kind of look at.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, how aggressive are they in terms of playing either neutral site games or road games? Mm-hmm. You know, and because basically, to dumb it down a little bit, you get more value for playing road games. You get more points, so to speak. And you get neutral sites are a little bit more. And, you know, home wins against, you know, sub 300s aren't as valuable as a neutral site or road loss against a top 50. Mm-hmm. So not that you want to rack up losses, but understanding when at the end of the day, those against better teams are given a higher grade.
I thought it was interesting, too, in that piece with Jim did with Mark Vandewettering, is that of all the things he has to keep an eye on, there's the numbers, but coaching changes and what that might mean, right? I mean, you guys are always on top of that anyway, but it's especially important in the scheduling.
It is, and scheduling changes from a standpoint that they may slide. You know, in terms of they may not hold their three-year average. That's what we're kind of looking at. You look at 1 year and, okay, what do they got coming back? But we're trying to read trends and see if we can find programs that have been pretty consistent, so you know that there's not the bottom's not going to fall out, so to speak. You schedule a good team, and then they have a bad year. So you're trying to, you know, and football gets caught in that some because they schedule so far in advance. Mm-hmm. They may schedule a Boise State, for example, and they're really good. Well, with the time that rolls to the calendar, there may have been some slippage or things may have changed a little bit. And it's the same way. It probably can trend one way or the other a little faster in basketball. But the average, we try to look at what is their history and what are they doing? What do they got coming back? What do they got sitting out? We do a lot of roster investigation. Not so much to duck teams as to make sure we're going to have a pretty decent opponent.
You're telling that, sir, with football. I remember the reverse almost happened to when Brett Bielema was coaching. They had scheduled Cal Poly, and you're thinking this, and this was a late November game, and you know that's an FCS team, and you know, a few weeks before, kind of noticing they're pretty good. Brett, what were y'all thinking here? And they were just, they ended up being better. But to your point, usually it's the other way around. But sometimes with football, because you have to schedule so far in advance, that can sometimes backfire on you, as it almost did, I guess, 12, 13 years ago now. We'll take a break. We'll continue here at the Great Dane Hilldale. First Greg Gard show of the season. We'll pick it up in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Great Guard Show continues, brought to you all season long by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your number one happy hour and dining destination, your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor along the Badger Sports Network, getting you caught up on the beginning of the Wisconsin basketball season. A 1 week in now to the regular season, opening up last Tuesday in Sioux Falls, and then Friday the home opener, regular season home opener against Eastern Illinois. Greg, you touched on it. You kind of jumping right into the deep end when you play a team like St. Mary's. I know, get the analytics. Well, it's a good game to have regardless of outcome. I would think, though, it's a great learning tool for all of your guys, though. I mean, it was a good college basketball game. I know you and your coaching counterpart will find 100 things or however many things to correct, but just the competitive nature, just getting your guys out there, they get the taste of it right away.
Especially this early, to be able to have something like that really, as we mentioned in the previous segment, that you could play, you know, that sub-300 team to kind of eat into it, and you wouldn't have some things exposed, and maybe you wouldn't have as good a quality or as much meaning behind the teaching tape you did the next day. But this one right off the bat, you know, really... there were some things we did well. Otherwise, the thing doesn't go to overtime. We had plenty of chances to either extend a lead, win at the end of regulation, tie it, or get it to a second overtime or win that thing at the end. But there were so many things, you know, I think there were 60-some different things we looked at in terms of the clips, that some good and some not so good. And that's what I told the team. I said, we got to leave this. When we went to play Eastern on Friday, we got to be a smarter team. In 72 hours, how much can we grow up and mature and learn from this? And I think we did do some things, and some things obviously we're only through game two, things we got to get a lot better at.
Does it help a freshman like Tyler Wall to put his toe into the deep end right away?
It does. I think there's a little bit of wide-eyed, and he's a little starry-eyed at the start, but I think he's learned some things. Even Friday night, I thought he was a little taken back in the physicality of the game. And the film has been good for him to see, you know, what he needs to do. And he knows he needs to get stronger, but there's also things that he can do to counterbalance that. Well, you know, because that's not going to happen overnight. You can get smarter overnight. You can be a wiser player. He's not going to have a bigger hammer, so to speak, in terms of his physique overnight. So how do we counter some of those bigger, stronger guys that you have to play against, and how do you work leverage?
The IQ, this basketball IQ is really high.
Really good, correct? Yeah, it is. It's really, you don't have to repeat things to him. I don't find myself going back to the same thing. It's always on to something else. But these first two, I think, were really good for him because they both, in different ways, probably should have got him more minutes in the first game, because if you go back and grade the film out, he did a lot of good things.
He is flexible, isn't he? He can guard a number of different positions on the floor.
He is, and I've tried not to give him too much offensively. I've tried to keep him just at one position because it can create confusion, and I've told him that I'm trying to use him just at the four, even though he could play the three. He could probably play the two, but I didn't want to overload his or short-circuit his thinking and let him just be a little more free and easy and relaxed out there, just worrying about one thing, and we'll let some of those experienced guys kind of mix and match around with other positions.
You mentioned, Greg, after Friday's game that the defense is ahead of the offense right now, and with all the you probably were asked 1,000 times from the end of last season to the beginning of this, how do you replace 2,000 plus points from Ethan? But you've been pretty consistent all along that it's the other end of the floor, really, with Khalil, right? And Ethan, some pretty encouraging stuff you've seen on the defensive end here.
There
so
is,
far.
And I think what they've been able to do is take advantage of experience. Even maybe they haven't been in the spotlight, a la Kobe King or an Aleem Ford or even a Nate Ravers, for example. Even though he started for 2 years, he hasn't been the focal guy. And what I've seen is their experience is starting to show in terms of maybe they didn't have the same number of reps, but they've been there, they've watched it, they've been a lot of times guys learn best when they see themselves on film. They've been in that seat. You know, they've seen it a little bit. So they've seen guys do it well. They've seen guys make mistakes. And so I think their learning curve is ahead, so to speak, in terms of, yeah, they haven't been the focus, but they've gotten a pretty good sample size of what it's all about and have been in that boat before. And now it's really their turn. And obviously the backcourt, Trice and Davison, have gotten a lot of reps, and they've got things pretty well figured out. The guys that, you know, the Kobe's, Trevor, you can tell you find him, you know, not obeying sometimes the rules or getting caught in some areas where he just hasn't had the same reps. So right. He's, let alone trying to come back from a knee injury, just hasn't been in that line of fire, so to speak, consistently.
Are you monitoring his minutes yet?
We are, yeah. In fact, Friday night we get to a point where, because of Trice's head, you know, had to go see the fight doctor, the stitch doctor, he got more in that first half than probably in a longer stretch. It's not maybe the amount, it's the length each time, because we don't want to get him to a point where he's fatigued out there. So he got a pretty healthy stretch the first half, longer than the duration was longer. Maybe the total minutes weren't as long, but he was out there longer than we had intended. So then we get to the second half, once we didn't really need him, we said, that's it. We're not going to push it anymore.
Looks like he can be an asset too.
He can. He just knows how to. You know, it doesn't. You have to really go back and watch the tape. And when I did that Friday night, he graded out pretty well. He did. He made some things happen. You know, we did some good things with some backdoor plays. You know, he got better as the game went on with finishing. He missed the layup at the end of the half that cost us a foul at the other end. He had another one get blocked at the rim, and it was a matter of technique. And he's not trusting yet the knee to jump stop on it. He did in the second half. He planted on both feet, got fouled. The first half, he didn't do it. He's kind of trying to stay away from it. That's normal. That's Josh. I watched Josh do that. And Trevor's really not even a year out of surgery yet. He didn't have surgery until mid-December. So, you know, we're a little bit ahead of schedule with him, but it's as much mental as it is physical with him right now.
All right, we will take a break. We're at the Great Dane Hilldale. The first Great Guard show of the season will continue in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
If you're diagnosed with something as serious as cancer, you need care from people who treat cancer all the time. At the UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we are those people. We are a world-class team of cancer-fighting experts, from physicians and nurses to physical therapists, nutritionists, and all the dedicated medical professionals in between. We work together with you in hopes of one day finding that cure. UW Health. Remarkable.
Have you heard?
Heard what?
At U.S. Cellular, our new and improved unlimited plans still start at just $30 a month with four lines.
Wait. Improved how?
You can get international coverage and noticeably faster speeds.
International coverage?
Faster and farther. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Data on the unlimited basic plan may be temporarily slowed in times of congestion, and data may be slower than other traffic. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
It's the strong, steady game that prevails. I know. I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open winner, and businessman. With high deal activity and available cash, this is a seller's market. And Baker Tilly Capital's business advisors help you make the deals and bypass the bunkers along the way. Tap into their knowledge. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Securities are offered through Baker Tilly Capital, LLC. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Homestand continues for Wisconsin basketball on Wednesday night. McNeese State in for a 6 o'clock tip, and then Marquette comes to town Sunday at noon, all part of the homestand. And then the following Thursday, it'll be the Badgers and Green Bay, as once again Wisconsin will be playing the other three Division I programs in the state. I know Friday we talked about it, but again, those who might be driving around here tonight getting their first real dose of Wisconsin basketball. A lot of emotion before the game on Friday. The not an easy thing, but the right thing, I think, to do, as you have, you put it, with the recognition for Howard Moore, his family, recognizing Jennifer and Jaden, and introducing Jarrell. I always marvel at how players and coaches can go through some raw emotion and then 3 minutes later go guard somebody, go put the ball in the basket.
No, it was. And I thought, you know, from the fans' perspective, I think we mentioned that at the post-game radio show, just how appreciative they were and how much we appreciated that, the ovations and the support that they've given us, not only Friday night, but, you know, since May 25th, everything that has happened and transpired since then. But, you know, I know for Howard Sr. and Trentis, Howard's mom and dad, it was, they were very, you know, felt very loved and supported by Friday night. And, you know, it's hard, as you mentioned, it's not an easy thing to do, but we definitely felt it was the right thing to do. And I think, you know, with all the things that came together for that night, it was, it came off probably how you want it to. And it was neat for Jarrell. I thought that was great. What a great idea Patrick came up with.
Yeah, good for him.
Introduce him as the sixth starter. You know, it doesn't replace or erase what he's gone through over the last 4 or 5 months. But for, you know, 30 seconds of there, though, he had a heck of a smile on his face. He was coming out of that tunnel with the players, and the, our guys have been great with him. They've really put their arms around him and tried to, at least, like I said, give him some sense of normalcy in a very abnormal world for him right now.
You know, the coaching profession is like a fraternity. You're a little bit closer with some than others. I know you're close with Tom Izzo. Did you call Tom at all? Cassius Winston's brother was killed.
Yeah, we've texted, and his response to me was a lot about, you understand tragedy very well, and kind of referenced what we had gone through here, have been going through. So, yeah, that's, as I said back when this happened in May, this is not something that you'd wish upon your worst enemy. It's not something that they put in the coaching manual 101. It's, and you never know, as I told our staff, Dean and Joe, after this had happened, what other twists and turns are going to come from it. And we don't know what the future brings. And lo and behold, Howard had another setback back in June. And like I said, so that's where you just, a lot of times in sports, we throw around cliches of don't waste opportunities, be grateful for every day, handle the adversity, all those, you know, cute phrases we come up with. But this was a, or it has been a real life, you know, walk through adversity, and it gives you a great perspective to, as Tom mentioned in his post game, I don't know if you saw his video.
I thought it was,
he had it right on the head. You know, you never take for granted the day you have in front of you, because we're all day to day.
Yeah, no, it was a very, for those who haven't seen it, it's out there on all kinds of social media platforms or whatever. Tom Izzo's post game news conference. It's very well said by how he handled all that. As Greg, you have been the same with how you've handled all this and the things that you've had to tell your players and us as fans, and all of that. Just hope you don't have to do it ever again. We'll take a break. We'll continue here at the Great Dane in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds, to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our 4 Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, I'm Robbie.
And I'm Brett.
And I'm Dave, baby.
And we work with the great people at the Buffalo Bayou Partnership to protect and maintain the waterways in our community.
That's right, we do.
At American Family Insurance, we know that with the right support
and the right team,
any dream is possible.
Like our dream to have cleaner waterways in our hometown.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find your dream champion at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Coach of Shows all season long, brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. It's your destination for game day gatherings. It's your official Coach of Show sponsor along the Badger Sports Network, as we have our first Great Guard show of the season, a little more than a half an hour in. And probably should mention Nate Reavers, who came within one block shot of a triple-double on Friday night. 14 points, 14 rebounds, 9 blocks. Tried to get that last one.
He tried like crazy to get those last ones. Yeah, he did. So hard that he gave up two dunks, or a dunk and a layup. We talked about some of the experience starting the show, and we've had a long lineage of big guys that have kind of stayed in the shadow of an older guy, and then when it's their turn, step forward. And Nate obviously has done that so far in two games. And we saw this back when he was a freshman. I think picked up our ball screen coverage as well as any young big guy that we've had, in terms of how fast he learned and how good his feet are. He's got great timing. You know, I cautioned him today. I said, you got to be careful now. Film's going to get out. You're going to get a lot of pump fakes thrown at you probably. But he has great timing and kind of a feel for when to and when not to.
Do you foresee where Micah Potter and Nate will be complementary pieces on the floor? How do you look at that now?
Yeah, and unfortunately I haven't, just because I've tried to prepare for the day at hand,
right.
Not used Micah. He's been on the scout team. So I haven't had them together, and I really didn't have them much together in the preseason because I wanted them to go against each other just for a level of competition and practice. So I always put them opposite teams as I mixed and matched teams every day. But, yeah, I think definitely them together. Nate's played a lot of four. He played a lot of four with Ethan. So I can slide him to the four, and he's mobile and flexible and understands the components of that position. And it allows Micah to step in when the time comes to, just as I mentioned with Tyler, only learning one position and not try to confuse him. The same thing with Micah. Even though it's all interchangeable, the simpler I can make it and the less confusing I can make it, in terms of you got one position to learn. And it's really, you're learning them from out of bounds plays, special situations, those things. The flow of the continuity is no different from four to five or three to two or anything else, but it's the other set specials that we are our numbering system and positionally based. So it'll try to, hopefully that'll help expedite Micah when he does get that green light to go to jump in and get going.
And that, since it's, you get asked about it probably 1,000 times a day, is there anything new? Are the updates still no update?
We have been granted a telephonic hearing, I think is the correct terminology. We just don't know when. We're trying to get the answer when, and hopefully it's...
Do you need a crystal ball, or do you have to go to...
I don't know what we need anymore. It's like one of those, have you ever seen where you put the coin in, you have the gypsy going to read your fortune?
Yeah.
Or it feels like that. Like, all right, what's the ticket going to, what are we going to get out of it? What's the thing you get at an Asian restaurant, the little dessert? The fortune cookie. Our fortune cookie? Try again. You're going to have a good week.
It is. You almost have to laugh, because otherwise you're going to break your hand punching a wall.
Exactly. And the one that gets the most credit in all this of holding it together and being the most composed, probably more so than me, more so than Katie Smith, our compliance director, or anybody in administration, is Micah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the one that's been the most level-headed with this thing and calm when we're like, we don't feel this is right, that this has been dragged out and delayed and and ultimately at the end of the day feel that he should be playing immediately. So
the one thing I guess I didn't notice about him when he was at Ohio State is probably because I wasn't paying close enough attention, but I have since he's been practicing. I mean, he's a phenomenal young man. Got a little chip when he gets out there on the floor, right? Which is a great thing. That's a compliment.
It is. Yeah, it's definitely, he's very competitive. You know, and comes from a pretty athletic family. You know, his older brother played baseball. His younger brother is learning behind a pretty good defensive end at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's on a little bit of a timeout too.
Yes,
Chase
he is.
Young.
Yep. Load management.
Load management. Okay, that's the terminology we're into. But Micah is, you know, and you mentioned, great kid. Just you feel bad because, as I've said before, the time span that these guys have a chance to compete is very small in their window of life. And when some of this is being delayed or taken away, as I mentioned to somebody today, if transferring is a crime, then the punishment is way excessive for this specific situation.
Yeah, it's crazy. Guy who's on track to graduate, and it seems like he's done everything right, but unfortunately the wait continues. We will take a break. We're at the Great Dane Hilldale. We'll have more of the Great Guard Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
Have you heard?
Heard what?
At U.S. Cellular, our new and improved unlimited plans still start at just $30 a month with 4 lines.
Wait, improved how?
You can get international coverage and noticeably faster speeds.
International coverage?
Faster and farther. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Data on the unlimited basic plan may be temporarily slowed in times of congestion, and data may be slower than other traffic. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our 4 Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Mott and Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots and Mott's Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots and Mott's Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
Two home games coming up the next week for the Badgers. Wednesday against McNeese State, 6 o'clock tip, and then Sunday noon against Marquette. The first Great Guard Show of the season continues. One Big Ten team in action right now. Part of the Gavitt tip-off games with the size of the leagues and all that. Badgers not a part of that this year, but it's a tough enough non-conference schedule, and they're going to play a Big East team on Sunday anyway. But DePaul leads Iowa 46-24, about 3 minutes left in the first half of that game. Early season games, you know, I guess the key is, you know, you get after it as best you can, but you can't overreact too much.
No,
right?
You got to move on to next because there's going to be another one coming right around the corner. So there's not a lot of time to lament or improve and move on and get ready for next.
Talking about your scheduling as far as strength of schedule. Do you also try to schedule variety or style? Does that ever factor into it?
Yeah, if you can. If you can. Sometimes that's...
Probably too hard to do, right?
Yeah. And you know, we haven't even touched on the fact of facilities. When can we get them? Dates, those type of things. Mixing and matching around, you know, home football games. Typically not on the day of a home football game. Sometimes we hit on the day of a hockey game and we have to flip facilities, you know, convert back and forth. So there are some of those other things that go into it in terms of when we can and when we cannot play. But, you know, style play, I looked at style play more for the close scrimmage with Iowa State just because that gave us a little different look. And typically when I'm looking at opponents for that 2 years ago, we had Missouri, which was, you know, a different style. A little more pressure, a little more up-tempo, something that maybe we aren't going to see right away or won't see consistently.
Would there ever be a time or would there ever be a push to have a game like that with fans or open that up like a game? Or is it just more like in a close scrimmage, can you just work on, okay, I want to do this situational
work? You can. I mean, we've always done it for the most part. It's been just two 20-minute halves and then throw in maybe a 10-minute press zone, exotic, what do you want to work on, 5 minutes. I haven't done anything in any of the times, even when Coach Ryan was here, anything different than that. Some coaches do, like they'll do, like play in the morning, like do a game in the morning and then break for lunch and then come back and do situations in the afternoon, like 3 minutes tied game, 1 minute down one, and all those. We haven't done that per se, not that quite that finite with things. But yeah, there's been a little bit of push to try to do another game, you know, another, give us another exhibition game or give us one more, because we have so much time in the preseason. We have these 30 days within a 42-day window. Why can't we do maybe not whatever we want, but at least have some other opportunities to have outside competition? Because that's really where you get, you promote growth. You know, we can go against each other for only so long, but we really need to, you know, kind of get tested and have... be challenged from the outside. That's how you take the biggest jumps.
What's the reasoning behind some of the secrecy involving a scrimmage?
I think what coaches just don't want out. You know, I think they're trying, because some won't play an exhibition game. For example, St. Mary's did not play an exhibition game. They scrimmaged Arizona and they scrimmaged Stanford. Well, they had an agreement that none of that information went out. As hard as I could try to control it, I can't control the lacrosse exhibition game. That information, it went on BTN Plus, so they can get it online. So they had this year's tape on us. We had no tape on them from this year. And so how tight do you want to wrap it? You know, basically that's, and there's been a little bit with the NBC. It's been a little bit of a tug of war, so to speak, in terms of it's not level playing field. We're pushing to try to get, hey, if you're going to do two close scrimmages, you got to give up one of the tapes, and we'll give you, just make it an
it's
even.
It's common sense, isn't right? it?
You would think so, but if there's a competitive advantage, you know, somebody's they're gonna try to find it. So that's why the secretiveness of it. You know, we couldn't find anything on Stanford, Arizona, and St. Mary's. Nothing. No box score, no tweet.
So they
nothing.
All agreed not to share
anything
with anybody.
Oh, yeah, they all agreed not to tweet anything. There wasn't. We dug high and low, and we could not make phone calls, and it was zips it. Yeah.
You coaches, man, any kind of edge,
yeah,
right?
It was.
I mean, I love the principle of you scrimmaging someone like an Iowa State, right?
Yeah.
Get an idea for their style of play, their conference level of competition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good.
It's great.
It's good because you always feel our guys were a little like, okay, you could tell there's a little hesitancy early, and then once we got going, it was like, okay, this is just like practice, especially for guys that hadn't been in there, you know, and weren't quite sure. The Tyler Walls, the, you know, guys that haven't had as big as piece of pie, maybe Coe, kind of, as time went on, just more and more and more comfortable. You could just tell. He's like, okay, I've got this, and it's my time, and I can play, and I'm pretty good. And you just watch the confidence blossom.
That was a big-time bounce back, by the way, from Kobe on
he
Friday
He did, yeah.
Night,
he
right?
was not a happy camper Tuesday night in that locker room. So it's good to, like Coach Tucker said, good, let it burn. Mm-hmm. Let it burn, Kobe. I've been there. You're going to have some. Use it for fuel.
Tuck has a way of just kind of getting the point across.
He can get under guys' skin really easy.
And he knows that, and
he knows
that.
Exactly. He knows the right words to say at the right time.
Coach Krabbenhoff, too, but I think we've known that for a while, so that has not changed. We'll take a break. Back with our remaining minutes with head coach Greg Gard here at the Great Dane Hilldale right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
For Badgers fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Save $250 on the Weber Genesis 2 SE410 gas grill while supplies last. Also, Ace Rewards members receive free assembly and delivery on grills $399 and up.
At UW Health, our transplant teams are working to save lives through living kidney donation and transplantation. As one of the nation's largest transplant centers, our experts have vast experience in matching living donors and recipients to improve outcomes. We participate in the largest national kidney exchange program to ensure that anyone who wants to save a life by donating may do so. Visit uwhealth.org/transplant. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that?
Drunk?
Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Coach Show's brought to you all season long by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company with the best late night menu in Madison. First Coach's Show of this season, a couple of rules tweaks. You may have noticed the three-point line is a little deeper. You would have noticed a lot of three-point lines if you were tuning in last Tuesday at the Sanford Pentagon, but the players knew what was going on, and now they've kind of extended some delay, a delay infraction, which couldn't the second time result in a Class B technical. This can't flop anymore. They're putting a little more teeth into that now.
Yeah, we moved on from hook and hold.
Yeah.
Although I got a hook and hold today in practice. I got Trevor Anderson hook and we yes. didn't assess
did you
any
call
technical.
It?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I did. It's the only one that's been called. I've seen them on
film.
Yeah,
I don't think you'll see it called again this year.
No, we've moved on to something else.
Yeah, so this is the new one, and I don't know if it's going to be one of those things. It's a hot topic early, and then it levels off, or who knows.
See, well, but it's real. Still talking about it in January.
Yeah, right?
You know, yeah, it is real, and I understand, I think, for the most part. It's a variety of things. It's not just taking a charge. It's, faking a foul late in the game.
The head bob, right?
The head bob, yeah. The falling down on a three-point shot, that faking that foul, faking the shove in the back on a rebound and flying out of bounds like you just got snowplowed.
You know, you really have to pay attention, though, to when they're warning, that first warning. I wish they were a little bit more open about this is a warning. You know, some sign.
Yeah, you don't. And in our scrimmage with Iowa State, they did it, it was weird. They're not supposed to interrupt play, like really meaningful play. Like they can't stop a fast break, or they stopped it when Iowa State had the ball and warned an Iowa State kid for falling down on a three-point shot. and they got the rebound, and I was like, we were scrambling trying to find everybody. I was like, that was a nice timeout for us because we got – and I'm asking, why did you stop it? And they didn't – two refs said, I don't know, and the third guy was the guy that
– Well, they were honest.
Yeah, yeah. They were in exhibition form too.
I can't imagine officials like – I mean, it's not their job to make up the rules after the force. I can't imagine they like it.
No. The poll I've conducted so far, they don't.
It's one just more thing to watch. Else.
Exactly.
Can you imagine just a crunch time in a one-possession game or something like that happens? They got to do it, right?
Yeah, they do, but I think they'll maybe just swallow the whistle, especially if there's been a warning issued already. They don't want it come down to some type of perceived head bob, and they're going to go shoot a free throw.
That'd go over well.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait till that happens, and it costs somebody a game, and it's really not its... So anyway, like I agree, Matt, that stop trying to create all these other additives. Just call the games as they are. If they call the foul, then they don't have to worry about the head bobs.
Yeah.
If they call the hook and holds, then they don't have to worry about the... Or if they call the... You know, just give somebody a technical for faking the flop. They won't do it anymore.
Right. Right. But again, makes too much sense. So.
Yeah, yeah.
You think they're paying more attention to traveling right now?
They talk about that every year, too.
Right.
I mean, I haven't seen any really bad ones that have gotten away.
Okay.
I don't think in – you know what? You watch them and you go through the tape, and fortunately we've – knock on wood, we've done a pretty good job of not – we've had some other turnovers, but we haven't had many travels. But usually when they call them, they're usually right. You may argue at the point when it's live, but I'll tell you what, 99 out of 100 times when I come back and go through the film,
yeah,
they were right.
You know it. All right. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Wednesday. All right. Back to close things out here at the Great Dane in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
We're imagining one Big Ten team in action. They're at the half now in Iowa City. DePaul leads Iowa 53-30. That's part of the Gavitt tip-off games. A couple of more Gavitt games tomorrow. Michigan with Juwan Howard, first year as head coach, will be hosting Creighton. Butler is at home against Minnesota. Indiana, not a Gavitt game, but Indiana back in action against North Alabama. Badgers back in action on Wednesday, a 6 p.m. tip at the Kohl Center against McNeese State. And then Marquette rolls in Sunday at noon. We'll talk to you Wednesday from the Kohl Center on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
on the Badger Sports Network. This has been the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.